If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Williams here. This is WGN. John Anderman is on the phone. Will County Farm Bureau and local farmer. Hey, John, you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for calling me.
Is this your first time on WGN Radio?
Yes, it is.
Because for years, Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong would ask farmers to call in from their combines and tell them how the harvest was going. You weren't one of the guys that did that, huh?
No, I was not. I did not get in on that. I think they probably retired or moved on a little before I was likely to do that.
Well, where do you farm, John?
Farm in Plainfield, Illinois.
How many acres?
I've been farming all my life.
How many acres?
500 acres.
500. So that would be beans and corn out there?
Yes, soybeans and field corn.
Yeah. How's it going this year? What's the plant look like?
Looks pretty good. We've had a fairly good planting time weather compared to some prior years. It was drier and a little bit warmer. Other years have been wet and cool, and that's delayed planting. But most of the planting, I think Illinois is quite high up there, like 70 or 80% planted in corn and soybeans. So we're doing quite well, actually. A lot of it is emerged out of the ground and looks good.
Yeah, right. The rains we've had lately are just about right for you?
Yes, they were great for us. We were quite dry, actually, and which helped planting, but we also need the moisture for germination. So it was great to get that rain that we had earlier this week.
What is that? I was driving along, must have been Route 80 maybe, or maybe it was one of the state highways out in LaSalle County. But anyway, I see these tractors with great big long extension arms on either side, and it looks like they've got rows of little sprayers spraying something down. Did I see that right? And if so, what was I looking at?
Yes, you did. That is what we call a sprayer. That is for applying mostly herbicides. They can be used to apply other pesticides like a fungicide or insecticide, but around here, about 90% of it is herbicides for weed control in the fields.
I see. And I guess as we hear sometimes on this show, it's a selective one. It kills the weeds, but not the crop, right?
Correct. There are different types of herbicides. Sometimes we spray before we plant, and those can be non-selective that will kill anything that's emerged. And then after we plant, when the crops are emerged, those are obviously selective herbicides so we don't injure the crop.
So if you plant 500 acres, where do you get the seeds and what do the seeds cost you? What's the cost of putting the crop into the ground?
Well, I buy the seeds from seed companies. I deal with my local co-op that sells me inputs for my farming program. The seeds, like corn seed, can cost anywhere from $200 to $350 a bag, and a bag is 50 pounds of seed. It's 80,000 kernels, and that will plant about 2.6 or 2.7 acres at our typical population. We usually plant about 33, 34, 35,000 seeds per acre. Soybeans, the cost of the seed is about, could be $40, $50, $60. We call it a unit. It's very similar to what we used to have as a bag. Seeds are measured, soybean seeds are measured in so many seeds per pound, and that can vary depending on the size of the soybeans that were raised for seed the previous year, anywhere from maybe 1,800 seeds per pound to almost 3,000 seeds per pound.
So when you do the calculation on this, for your 500 acres, how much out of pocket, what's the total cost for the seeds for 500 acres for you?
Total cost is probably about $60,000. Something like that.
$60K for the seeds. And then what about you put down fertilizer, I presume?
Yes, we put down fertilizer. varies. It's more for corn because the corn requires more nitrogen fertilizer. So the soybeans are less fertilizer. You're typically $100 to $130 an acre for corn, and soybeans maybe $50 or $60 per acre. That can be cut back.
Is that more expensive than it used to be, John? I heard that nitrogen and some of those input costs have gone up lately. Did the nitrogen get more expensive?
Yes, everything is up right now. Nitrogen is not near as expensive as it was about 3 or 4 years ago. It spiked up to $1,000 a ton. Now you're around 400 something for most of the types of fertilizer.
So let me ask you this.
The dry fertilizer.
What would you say your cost is for your fertilizer? We're at $60K on the seed. How much does the fertilizer cost?
Oh, you're about $40,000 for fertilizer.
Yeah, so we're at 100. And then you talked about the herbicide, fuel costs. What would you say, how much money do you have to have in your back pocket to buy the seed and everything you need to get the crop in the ground? What's it for you? Not a big farmer, 500 acres in Will County.
No, I'm a small farmer.
You're a small farmer. So 100,000 I'm at. I don't mean to ask questions too personal, but I think we should know about the business of farming these days. What's your total outlay to get the crop in the ground?
Well, you're not asking personal questions. This is all readily available. I'm probably around $400,000 just to put the crop in the ground.
That takes my breath away. John Anderman is somebody we just recently met, Will County Farm Bureau board member and also a Plainfield area farmer. He's got beans and corn in the field out there. Looks like a pretty good plant. Hopefully the season and the harvest go well. I'll ask you about the prices, but you said that for even a small farmer like you, it's about $400,000 to put 500 acres in the ground, and you, I presume, don't have that money in the bank. You borrow that money. Is that right, John?
Yes. The vast majority of farmers have operating loans that they borrow from. Obviously, if the larger farmers that are farming thousands of acres are going to have some pretty huge loans, millions of dollars.
And then at what rate do you borrow it?
Oh, you're probably 8-9%.
Really? That
right
much?
Now.
Really? Okay, so yeah. Add that to the total expense. And then I guess you hope to earn that $400,000 to $500,000 back when you harvest, right?
Yes, we hopefully that will cover it. Now, that's a big if, because prices are relatively low right now compared to the last few years, and weather is always a big question, and then there are other factors that government policies and things like that that can affect prices also.
Yeah. You know, I didn't call you to talk tariffs, although I will just hear. Are you referring to tariffs? Has the administration lowered the value of your crop?
Yes and no. When the tariffs were first announced, the prices went down a little, then they came back up, and now they have been down a little. So it's not really a clear trend one way or the other. It's going to depend a lot on how each individual nation reacts to the tariffs.
Let me ask you this. What's the range? Say you're $450,000 out to get that crop in the ground, and you're going to harvest it, and obviously you want to make money on that. What's a low amount you would get, and what's a high amount? Like a bad year is $300,000 on your $400,000 investment, and a good year is $600,000. I'm just wondering what the range is for somebody like you.
Well, the range, maybe not. Unless we have a crop disaster, it probably wouldn't be quite $300,000. It might be $400,000. A good year, really good year, we could make $600,000. We could maybe make a little more, $650,000.
Yeah.
But those years are pretty few and far between.
So then if you don't make your nut, then does the government compensate you? Is there a program to ensure that at least you won't be losing money every year?
Not necessarily. There is crop insurance, which is federally subsidized. The premiums are subsidized, but the coverage is kind of just keep you from having a complete disaster. They don't guarantee a profit by any guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's it's really just a disaster program is what it is.
But I've also heard previous administrations, and even this one has intimated that if for some reason, maybe because of government policy, you're not profitable, they have a program to compensate you. And I'm not talking about because the weather was bad, but simply because the policies were injurious to you. We do have a low food cost policy in America. Does the government compensate you or try and help you out in that way?
They do. Sometimes we did get a payment. It was called an ECAP payment this spring, which was about $30 an acre for soybeans and 40 some for corn. And that was related to government policies. If the tariffs would hit prices hard, the Secretary of Agriculture, Rollins, has said that there would be money forthcoming to make up some of that. So that's all off in the future. There's no details about any of that. They're going to wait and see until later in the year how the crop is and the prices are.
And I suppose if we have a good season here in central northern Illinois, if you have a good crop, they might not in Ohio or some other state, right? Are you kind of rooting for good weather in Plainfield and bad weather in Ohio? That would harm that guy. He would have less yield, but the price would be higher because there'd be less product coming to market, and there you would be sitting on a good yield in Illinois. Are you kind of looking over your shoulder, hoping that things go good for you and maybe not so much for your fellow farmers?
Well, unfortunately, in a way, yes. I mean, we don't really ever want somebody else to have a disaster. There are, like I said, there are crop insurance programs and maybe some other government programs to help if that happens. But that is, the prices are basically determined by supply and demand.
Yeah,
so if somebody else doesn't have the supply, then the price is going to go up.
Okay. I got to go, John. Is it knee-high by the 4th of July? Is that old adage true, or do you need it a lot higher by the 4th of July?
Typically, it's much higher. It's usually probably shoulder high.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's check in maybe June or July, see how the crop is going, and root you on. Does that sound okay?
Sure, that'd be great. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. John, it's nice to meet you. Good luck out there. And say hi to George and Nancy Butel. They're friends of mine.
I certainly will.